Jean-Pierre murmured something in French that sounded both poetic and derogatory. He knee-walked on the bed until he reached the spot Luna had indicated, then fell into a crisscross applesauce position. He looked more nervous than Luna had ever seen him in their short time together. The sleeve of his sweater was getting worried to threads between his fidgeting fingertips. Luna smiled in what she hoped was a calming way. "Okay, think natural. Let it flow. It'll look better that way, right?"
"Right."
Jean-Pierre stayed where he was. He didn't even lean in an inch. He looked like he might stay frozen right where he was forever. Luna blew her bangs out of her eyes. "Do you want to get things started, or—" Jean-Pierre surged forward before she could finish. Their mouths met with a harsh clack, their teeth banging behind closed lips with too much force. Luna's eyes flew wide.
"Pardon, pardon, je suis désolé."
He backed up rapidly, his eyes squeezed shut like he was too embarrassed to look at Luna.
"That was a very poor first kiss."
"It's fine. It's practice," Luna said as she rubbed at her stinging bottom lip.
"Ouch. It's just been a while."
"You don't have to explain yourself to me. Relax, okay?" She took his soft, sweaty hand in hers and placed it on her thigh so he could have better leverage the next time he leaned in. "Stop thinking about it so much. Just do it." He took a deep breath, then sighed it out.
"Yes, right."
They swayed closer together. Jean-Pierre's hand tightened on her bare leg, brushing the hem of her soft sleep shorts. His other hand came up to touch her cheek, lightly at first, before slipping behind her ear to cup the back of her head.
"Thank you," he breathed in the small space between them, "for not laughing at me."
Oh, that hurt something inside in the sweetest way. "Don't mention it," Luna whispered back, and then they were kissing again. Luna let her eyes drift shut as the sensations washed over her. Jean-Pierre had very soft lips. They moved over Luna's mouth carefully at first, testing the fit of their different shapes. A nip to her bottom lip made Luna gasp, and Jean-Pierre didn't waste the opportunity. His tongue slipped beside her own in what she could only think of as a gentlemanly way. Not forceful, but undeniably present. This kiss was much better.